is the self-compassion break practice. So, taking your seat, inviting your body into a posture that's going to support you in this practice. So, being comfortable and being in a position that also invites you to be alert. And if you choose to, thinking now of a situation in your life that is causing you some difficulty. It might be something that's present for you right now in this moment. Maybe some physical discomfort or pain. Maybe a situation that you're very aware of. Maybe some difficult thoughts and emotions that you're experiencing. Or if nothing is present right now, you might like to take a moment just to bring something to mind. And if you're doing that, then choosing something that is going to be manageable to work with during this short practice. And really bringing this situation, this scenario to mind in as much detail as you can. So picturing the people involved, if there are other people, words that were exchanged, feelings, or if it's a physical thing, being aware of what's happening in your body, the narrative that you might have around that. And in the first part of this practice, simply recognizing that this is a moment of suffering. This is difficult. This is stressful. This is painful. This is uncomfortable. And just seeing if it's possible to allow yourself to feel the painful or difficult aspects of this experience. Not pushing it away. Seeing if it's possible just to let it be here fully. And in the second part of this practice, we notice that suffering is a part of life. That this is suffering right now, and this is what we go through when we suffer. And perhaps seeing if we can use this experience, rather than feeling alone in it, to use it to feel connected with others. This is what human beings experience. This is part of what it is to be human, to experience this. And it may be that other people have a somewhat different situation. Maybe the intensity of the feeling is different. But everyone experiences discomfort, difficulty, pain in one kind or another. Just seeing if it's possible to really connect with that aspect of our shared experience. And then in the final part of this practice, the invitation is to bring kindness to your experience. You may wish to do this through physical touch, perhaps by putting a hand on your heart or another part of the body that would feel soothing. Perhaps there are some words that you could use that would bring a sense of kindness to this experience. Some words of kindness. And if it's hard to think of any particular words, you might want to imagine that a friend is experiencing something like what you're going through, and just taking a moment to imagine what you might say to that friend. And then saying that to yourself. And just really paying attention to the tone in which you might be speaking the words, bringing as best you can a real heartfelt sense of warmth and holding to yourself and to your experience in this moment. And then in the last part of this practice, just letting go of any particular instruction or anything that you might be trying to do, and just resting in this moment and waiting for the bells.